Good afternoon and welcome to Theoretical Tea and Company. I am pleased that everyone is able to join us today this afternoon. We have a lively and interesting discussion coming up involving the dramatic increases, if you will, or the dramatic display of audience participation with Fox Network and Fox News. It's so good to have you all today. I hope everyone's safe out there in the snow. It's beautiful, but it also can be dangerous. So we're talking about Fox News, and we're going to also bring in the CNN phenomenon. I want to look at Fox News and CNN because CNN has been a pioneer of NBC has been a pioneer of news journalism for quite some time. But in recent years, as Fox has been on the verge of increasing its numbers, CNN has actually decreased their numbers when it comes to news. However, research has shown that CNN is still the number one place to turn to for hard news, such as tornadoes, earthquakes, catastrophes, things along those lines. Individuals' audience members still continue to turn to CNN more than any other network to actually receive their information. So one of the things that we found out, in the research, is that Fox News audience is made up of not only conservatives, that's pretty much known, but also it's made up of the young people, the ages between 18 and 34, if you will, the technological baby boomers, if you will, who actually were born and bred and are developing within the computer age of new media. Because of this phenomenon, because of this data, the data results of the studies such as this one, I wanted to bring in aspiring journalists who are actually practicing journalism now here at Eastern Illinois University, and individuals, young individuals in that age bracket that are actually going to go into the field and into the industry. So I would like to first introduce my guests to you one by one so you'll know who they are as they speak. And they are within the age group of the millennials between 18 and 34. And as I said, they know a little bit about journalism, but they've been doing well. All of them are award-winning journalists here at Eastern. And I will start off with Ms. Barbara Harrington. Barbara Harrington is a senior here at Eastern, graduating in May with a major in journalism and a minor in English. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning.
And if you don't mind, I know some people, it's a terrible cliche faux pas to ask a woman her age, but I'm going to ask you, just for the audience to know, what your age is, please.
I'm 21.
Okay, 21. Great. Thank you. And then we have Mr. Zach Nugent, is a graduate student. He is also graduating in May with a master's in technology, and he received his BA in journalism last year. Good morning, Zach.
Good morning.
And what? How old are you, please?
I am 22.
Okay, 22. And then finally, we have Joe Ostrowski, who is a senior who will be graduating this month, next Saturday, December 18th. Good for you. With a major in journalism and a minor in English. Good morning. Good afternoon, I should say.
Good afternoon.
To all my guests, thank you so much for being here. So, we all know, I'm sure you've seen, this whole phenomenon in action as far as Fox increasing, CNN decreasing. One of the other things I wanted to say before we get started is Barbara Harrington actually did her CNN internship at the number one station that's ranked number one in the market at CNN. So she can give us some insight as well with just being on the inside of CNN versus just talking about it in Fox. And any other things that you want to add as we talk about it, please feel free to do that, bringing in your expertise on that. So let's just start off to say, what's going on here? What is going on with Fox really doing some damage here, and CNN really are having to change their whole style, it seems, to kind of catch up with Fox?
Well, I think if you look at just the lineups that you see during the daytime, I think, CNN has CNN Newsroom for hours. And a lot of that, it's a 24-hour news network. Of course, they're going to be recycling stories. But that's one of the biggest complaints that we see with viewers of 24-hour news channels. They don't like them a lot of times because they don't like to sit and watch that repetition of the news. With Fox, they have not just, a newsroom program. They have more opinionated programs peppered throughout the day with big personalities. And Fox has personalities that are extremely well known. And I know in a conversation we had, you were talking to me about how, you know, it's so personality driven, and that's how news is becoming. And I think that is entertaining viewers. Young people watch these people because they're energetic, they're entertaining, and they enjoy that.
Okay. Energetic and entertaining. How about you, Zach?
Well, I think it really does. The entertainment plays a huge role into it because they really have taken their hosts and they've given them names. They've thrown them into the spotlight. You have your Glenn Becks. You have your really well-known hosts on Fox, and it really is about entertainment. Not only that, but then you have them bringing in celebrities as their analysis. They have Sarah Palin coming in after she was thrown into the spotlight. So they're trying to grab these big names and really bring in the viewership, and I think it is for entertainment. Like Barbara was saying, at CNN, it is a 24-hour news cycle, and people are not going to sit there for hours on end and watching the same stories over and over again. It's not meant to be like that. People will tune in for your tornadoes, for your earthquakes, hurricanes, for the major news to get that quick headline to see what's going on. Mm-hmm. But once they're aware, they're going to change the station because they don't want to see the same stories over and over. And I think, especially younger generations, they want that entertainment. They want that change. So I think part of that is why they're watching Fox and why they're moving in that direction and looking for the entertainment.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. I continue to hear that and to see that in some of the research and some of the studies and some of the data, how it is entertaining. And I, you know, I'm from the old school, so we weren't really there to necessarily entertain individuals. We were there just to give them information that they could use. Now, though, you can't get away with just giving them information that you can use, especially, for instance, the CNN example. You give them information they can use, but then you repeat it over and over and over and over, and they actually repeat the same hour. You could, it's verbatim. It's recorded, and then it's repeated again and recorded and repeated again and things along those lines until it is actually live. It looks live, but it's really not. I think they're starting to bite them a little bit. But what about this thing? So is it now, are we looking at just news? News is news, or now are we looking at it as far as infotainment? You have to actually entertain, which means our whole goal and objective is changing.
Well, I think you have to consider, though, that in terms of just getting news and getting up-to-date facts, there are more efficient ways people can do that now than just watching television. Look, someone's at work all day and they're on their computer. If they want to find out about a tornado in Iowa, if they want to find out about an election, they can go online, and even just pulling up Google News, they can see aggregated news up to the minute, check it, and in 5 minutes be done with. Mm-hmm. In terms of sitting down for a half hour, an hour, and watching news on television, I think they, you know, if they're going to do that, they need something that really engages them, and personality does that.
Mm-hmm. So we actually have to engage them. I want to make a correction as well. Let me correct myself and say that it wasn't that we were not in the form of in the process of entertaining audiences. What we did was, we use the news to entertain audiences. We were the first to get this, the first to get that. Only here will you see this. I'm seeing more of a style, for instance, in Fox that kind of goes back to what you all were saying about bringing in the hard hitters. On CNN, it seems like they're pushing the journalists, the personalities, the people themselves as the celebrities and the stars. On Fox, they're actually bringing the stars in to actually talk about certain things. Would you agree or disagree with that? Or
I completely agree. And I think one of the things is, you know, the anchors at Fox as well, they're celebrities themselves, but they're different than the anchors at CNN. At CNN, those are your more traditional news people. They are traditional news readers. At Fox, they are entertainment personalities. And I think one of the reasons so many people turn to Fox is I've heard over and over again people say it's a channel you watch because you either love the people on it, what mm-hmm. they're saying, or you hate it. Even mm-hmm. if you hate it, you can sit there and watch it for hours on end because you either can't believe what they're saying or you're so inspired and riled up by what they're saying. So it's a channel that people from both ends of the spectrum watch because it can entertain people who love it and hate it. And I think that's very fascinating.
So how does that affect society and culture? Like you're saying, you can watch and really watch it because you don't know whether you can believe it or not, but it's entertaining. So are people just not taking it as seriously? Like I look at it and I say, okay, well, if it's not the truth, then that's awful. And some people are like, hey, it's no big deal. Is your generation say, hey, you know, it's just news. And if I want to find out, I can go on the computer, on the internet, and actually research it myself.
I think that's exactly what it is. I mean, you can go online and find out anything for yourself, right? There, a click, you can do your own research, you can look up stories. So I think it really is that entertainment aspect where whether you agree with what the people on Fox are saying or whether you aren't, it's stirring up emotions because they are so emotional there. They are so controversial at times that whether, like Barbara said, you love them or hate them, you can sit there and watch it, and it's going to rile you up somehow, either rile you up with excitement or with anger. And I think that is really what people want. You don't see that on CNN. You don't see, from everyone I've talked to, I've never heard a person say they hate CNN, but they still watch CNN. Where I've heard, a lot of times I hear people say, I can't stand Fox, but they'll sit there and watch it just because it is that entertainment and they do get riled up.
Yeah, that's a cognitive dissonance. I want to bring in a couple of theories here. It's a cognitive dissonance when you can say, I can't stand Fox, I don't want to watch Fox, but I'm going to continue to watch it because it allows me to, I just can't pull myself away in basic terms. And also the whole ideas of technological determinism and diffusion of innovation. When you talk about media, diffusion of innovation is bringing in some type of force, just like technological determinism, that actually helps shape society and culture. And I'm hearing that because, well, there are two things that I'm hearing. I want to first, let's stick with the new media aspect of it, because you all grew up using computers and the internet, and my students are, they can, any problem I have with a computer, anyone in my classroom can get up there and just solve it for me, and I love it. But because you were brought up in that age where you at your fingertips, your phones at your fingertips, but also you were brought up in a culture on Jerry Springer. You were brought up in a culture of exploitation, of whose daddy is it for the 25th time, you know, things like that. So you're used to this controversy, and it doesn't really affect you all. It appears. Your generation, not you personally, but the way that it would someone my age or older. So any thoughts on that?
Well, you know, I think it really sort of varies in terms of the person and the age group. I think most folks our age can think pretty critically about a show like, for example, a show like My Super Sweet 16,
okay.
In which these teenage girls are given these lavish parties.
Yeah.
And we can understand that that's not a typical situation. But, you know, I've worked with younger kids, and a kid in fourth, fifth grade doesn't quite understand that and thinks that the whose dad is it type of television is really reflective of everyday life, when for most people, for the vast majority of people, it's just not. Mm-hmm. And so I think, you know, the ability to develop that kind of critical thinking comes with the technology too, mm-hmm. you know. I think because you're exposed to so many different types of media, I think over time you learn to be more critical of it.
Mm-hmm. So you're thinking that that's a really great point, that we should trust the critical thinking process of young people, and that actually they can decipher between right, wrong, good or bad, things along those lines, where they can do their own research in their own hands, which when we used to have just three networks before you all were born, ABC, CBS, and NBC, and that was it, we were kind of, we had to rely on those news media entities to bring us the truth. And if they didn't, then we didn't really have the computer. And I'm going way back now, even before I was born. They didn't have, or we didn't have as Americans, the not a lot of ways to actually corroborate certain stories, to actually make sure and do our own research. So we kind of, now with the computer age, we kind of have that all in our hands. What's also really interesting is that I looked up some numbers in the Pew Center study, and it's still showing that when we think about news, and where individuals are getting the news, if they listen to an hour or more, this was by the Pew Research Center of June of this year, for an hour or more, television is still number one. 56% of the users actually spend an hour or more on television getting their news. Second would be radio. with 40%, and then 25% would be the internet. And then print newspaper, as we know, is declining, is 19%, which, as we now see, print is going more toward online, connecting that. Television is actually going online. So I think if you combine these numbers of television and internet, it's almost like you have to look at it that way. Mm-hmm. That I don't know how a lot of people are actually getting all of their news just from one or the other. I'm not really sure about that. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Theoretical Tea and Company here on HitMix 88.9. We're discussing news styles and the development and the increase and decrease of news styles of Fox and CNN. My guest today to join me in this sip of knowledge is Barbara Harrington, a senior here at Eastern Illinois University, journalism major, along with Zach Nugent, who's also a journalism major, who's a graduate student who's graduating in May. They both have English minor for Barbara, and graduate journalism, May. And Joe Ostrowski, who's also a journalism major, who's graduating next Saturday, and with a journalism major and an English minor. Okay, great. Okay, so rounding out this second half of our discussion, I'd like to for us to look at and to talk about what effect do you think it's having on society, and what effect it will have on society, because you three are going right into the center of the corral. You're going to go into journalism, into the industry, the way that it is now. And so you'll be a part of that coming in, but also you'll be a part of the development of it. How do you think that, even looking at programs, any program, not to pick on Fox or any other entity, any news entity, to being entertained, to not really know whether you're getting the truth or not, how does that affect society? Does it affect society? And if so, how? You have any ideas about that? Oh, don't be scared. don't hesitate to ask, because that's really on the other end of it. We know how it works now. Mm-hmm. So this is just, what do you think the effect, or what have you seen the effect would be, would have on society and culture, because people are at the end of all of this.
Well, I think what we're seeing, as we've said before, is that news channels really have to step their game up, because people don't want to sit through necessarily an entire newscast or sit there and wait for them to get to the story they want to see. News outlets have to step up their game, and I feel like they do have to a point, entertain or get those big celebrities to come in, because otherwise people are going to go online, they're going to find the clip on YouTube or on the news outlet's website and watch it then, and that's not going to help them, you know, get those ratings up to help maintain and boost their advertising revenue. So I think Fox, you know, as we've said, they're very entertaining, and they've kind of got that part down, not saying whether, you know, it's right or wrong. Places like CNN, they're really struggling right now. And I think, like you said, people turn CNN on to see if the world has blown up. And then they turn it off when everything's fine.
Right, they do, yeah.
If it's not a breaking news situation, there aren't many people who don't, you know, tune in for more than 3 to 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. So I think CNN and other news outlets, even Fox in some instances, they really have to find a balance. While they have to entertain, they have to stay true to their values and what they were there for in the first place. CNN, I think, does an outstanding job when it comes to their hard news reporting. When something happens, there's a reason people turn to them, because in breaking news situations, they tend to handle those really well. They get you the facts, but as it gets to the second and third hour of coverage, that's when I think we see a problem. So I don't know what the solution for them is, but in terms of how this is going to affect society, I think people are as we know, people are turning more to the internet. But if we want TV to remain a prominent medium for news, they have to strike a balance between entertainment and news.
Well, because I think ultimately audience expectations have changed over the years. I mean, anytime there's a new development in the industry and an audience member sees it, they want that. As soon as live trucks and satellite trucks became available, audiences expected, as soon as breaking news happens, they expect to see those images, to hear those interviews. They wanted immediate coverage. And now I think we're getting into where a lot of these network stations are starting to entertain. And audiences have gotten a taste for that, and now that's what they want. So everyone needs to step up and cater to audiences and be strike up that balance where they're still delivering the news, but they're providing entertainment because that's what audiences have gotten a taste for, and that's what they want now. That's what they're expecting when they turn on the news. They want to be entertained.
Mm-hmm. But I think you can't also forget local news. I think at the local level, there's still a real yearning a lot of people have for traditional, if you call it that, what is happening in my community now type of news. And, you know, in our state, here in Illinois, we saw this a lot in coverage of corruption in the state. The Chicago Tribune and smaller papers have done, and television stations as well, have done a great job of getting at what is really going on. What's the situation in the state? And right. I think people have appreciated that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think there's a huge difference between local news and your network stations, because I think there is still that want for your traditional, I'm going to sit down at 6 o'clock at night with my dinner and see what's happening in the next town. People still want their traditional local news. They want to be entertained for their morning shows. They want to be entertained during the day when they're watching these 24-hour news cycles. But I think for your evening, nightly local news, there's still that expectation of some tradition where it is just the news being delivered.
I completely agree. But now we have the newcomer, Patch, coming in and starting, you know, essentially local news websites that are a combination of every type, every medium of journalism, these online sites that people are turning to. These editors are meeting with athletic directors at the high school. They're spending time with the mayors. They're doing stories about, you know, the Christmas parade, stories that wouldn't necessarily get coverage from a local TV station, but it'll be interesting to see because, as you said, local news, it is so different. People want to know about their community and the people in it. It doesn't necessarily have to be sexy.
Right.
So I think it'll be very interesting to see how Patch plays into all of this with them kind of just now emerging when it comes to the media world. It'll be interesting to see what effect they have on, you know, major media players in local markets.
Yeah, well, a couple of things. When we talk about entertainment, I can definitely see a different style. For instance, with Fox, what I'm hearing from individuals is the entertainment are actually the people, the personalities, the shock value of certain things they say and show, and isn't it funny? And then you find other stations such as CNN where their entertainment are gadgets and how to move this from here over to this map and that map. The magic wall. And I thought it was basically, you know, it started off with political when they had the numbers coming in. And then all of a sudden it was everything. Well, let me show you what's happening, this recall in this state and this recall in this state. But they're talking about some type of meat. Mm-hmm. Has nothing to do with politics, if you will. But so we're seeing a difference of style. And I think it's important as journalists to not forget why you're there. Like you said, you know, you're there for a reason and not necessarily your number one priority being entertainment. But especially because we have the advertising dollars that we have to deal with. You have to have the numbers. You have to be able to charge individuals for commercial time and branding and sponsorship and that sort of thing. You have to have the numbers in for the audience. Mm-hmm. If you don't have the audience numbers and advertisers don't want to advertise with you, no one's watching. And so you're kind of stuck. You know, and having to find your style that works for you is kind of a little different. I still totally agree with the whole local aspect. I think local newspapers, if they hang in there and they continue to do great stories, good, strong, complete stories, I think they still have the audience there. I think there's still a need and a demand for that, but maybe not as many. And so a lot of them are actually coming together and merging together and actually doing that also with wires. The other thing let's think about this aspect, though. When I talk about the influence, because for many, many years, the audience, for instance, news media would say, this is what we think the public needs to know. And you'd put it out there, and then when you start getting the numbers in, either you would feel like, oh, yeah, I got them. This is what they want because my numbers are going up. Or they like the anchor, so my numbers are going up. Or we were the first on the scene, so our numbers are going up. So it's what we were doing that actually made us number one. What we were doing actually making us number two. What I'm hearing now is whether or not we satisfy the needs and the desires of the audience that will make us number one. So let's say because individuals in the public actually really loved seeing people getting beat up on television, the numbers went up. Now, that may not be good for society, but because numbers, and see, we have an increase in bullies and bullying and beating up and that sort of thing, because we have this cultivation theory, which some believe in and some don't, who say that if we show the same thing, we're cultivating people to accept it. It's almost like being desensitized about certain things that are hard. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, then you start seeing more fighting on television. Because why? The audience says that's what they want. Now, does that necessarily mean we should give it to them just because that's what they want? Should we give them more entertainment just because they say that's what they want? In news, as journalists, should we have to do that because that's what they want? They want to be entertained rather than just receive the news?
I think we need to keep in mind, you know, obviously you have to make your viewers happy because you do need to bring in those numbers for that advertising revenue. But I think it's very important for people to keep in mind that we are the fourth estate and mm-hmm. we're here for a reason. We need to help uncover those social injustices. We need to, tell people what's going on in the world. And I think that kind of sometimes, as you said, with the gadgets and the personalities, that all gets lost in the shuffle of everything. I don't think viewers can always completely absorb what is being said or the news that is being reported because they're so distracted by the personality or the 3D models on the television set.
Mm-hmm. No, I completely agree. I think viewers need to realize that the news, it's not a reality show. It's not meant there to
it's
be.
It's not a reality show? It's not about reality?
Well, it is, but I mean, it's not about like that pure drama, the...
Okay.
You know, it's not a Big Brother show. It's not Survivor.
Right.
It's
right,
nothing
right.
like that yeah. where I think there's that expectation because, especially millennials, that's what we grew up. We grew up with the Jerry Springer. We grew up with Survivor and those kind of shows, and that's what we expect out of everything. That's mm-hmm. what we expect out of our TV is to be entertained.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
as a journalist, we really need to balance that because I feel a lot of these networks are moving away from journalism and more towards entertainment where they...
Exactly my point.
You have to be worried about the numbers. You have to be worried about the ratings because... Honestly, money does control all of it. Without the money, there is going to be no news.
Right.
So I think, though, as a true journalist, you need to balance that, and you need to put the story and the news story ahead of the actual entertainment.
Mm-hmm. Now, can you balance that working at a station that's not yours? If you go in and you get a job and you have to sign a contract, do you have power to actually balance what you're delivering as far as news, do you think? And Barb, Joey, I want you to respond to that, but also Barb, you were there at CNN. I want you to tell me. You were there at CNN. Could you balance it?
Mm-hmm. I think, you know, you as a journalist have to do the hardest, the best journalism you can within the framework you're given. And if I might just say something, too, I think mm-hmm. one thing that would drive interest and ratings in news is if people – you know, understand the why of news, why this is important, well, how this affects me. And let's face it, our world is so interconnected globally that any news story is going to affect the viewer at home. It's just a matter of using the amount of leeway you're given to show them, this is important, here's why it's important to you.
Mm-hmm.
But Barbara, go ahead.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the interesting thing, when I was at CNN, there was a lot of talk because this is when ratings, especially for Larry King, were getting really, really bad.
Yeah.
There was a lot of talk going around. They launched John King USA when I was there, so that was very interesting because, you know, the numbers have gone up a little bit, but not that much. It was doing horribly when it first started. It's interesting to see. I think the good thing about CNN is that I think while they are trying to entertain, they have held tight to those values, those core values they started out with. They are news people. They want to bring people the latest breaking news, but you know, they're adding all of these new shows into their lineup. John King USA, Parker Spitzer, and now we have this new Piers Morgan show that will start in January to take over for Larry King, and they're not succeeding with either of their new shows so far, Parker Spitzer or John King USA, and they are worried about that, but I think frankly they don't know what to do because they've tried so many different things, and they don't want to cross the line that they see, Fox and MSNBC as have crossing. They want to be the middle ground, and a lot of people wonder if they're, you know, viewers even want that anymore. I think it's a very important news outlet for us to have, but, you know, they're in a tough spot because they can't make that emotional appeal to the extent that Fox and MSNBC can to their viewers. So it was very interesting to sit there and hear them talk. You know, Rick Sanchez, as much as a lot of people even working there didn't care for him too much, they liked the fact that he brought in viewers during his show. He was controversial, but he brought in the viewers.
Okay, great. We only have 30 seconds left. Where are we and where are we going to be in 5-10 seconds? Are we going to see better or worse as far as TV journalism?
I think it's going to turn around, hopefully. I think
better?
I think it'll get better in terms of holding on to those journalism values, but still engaging viewers.
Okay.
I think we're at a transitional period, and I think eventually it will get better. It might get a little worse first, but I think it's going forward.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I have to agree. Once we iron out the wrinkles in these new formats, I think we're in for some good journalism.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. Oh, I want to thank my guest, Barbara Harrington, here at Eastern Illinois University, Zach Nugent, and Joe Ostrowski, for a sip of knowledge concerning CNN and Fox and where the news is going, where it's been, and what we look forward to. This has been Theoretical Tea and Company. Have a great afternoon, everyone, and be safe on the roads. Have a great day. Bye-bye.